Vayter in Shasper and Daf Chaf Beis, begin up on Chaf Beis, 10 lines down, second wide line, third to last word, continuing on with more delicious agadata. Rav Broka Chozal have a shchiach b'shuka de Bay Lefet. This fellow used to go and hang out in a place, he was from Bay Chuzai, and he would hang out in a place called Bay Lefet. There was a market over there. Have a shchiach Eliyahu Gabe. Eliyahu Navi would hang out with him. It was a normal, you know, like everyday day. Amalei, so he says to him, Ika b'hai shuka bar al-madasi. Is there someone who's in the shuk who's, you know, going olam haba? Amalei, lo, nobody. Adachi v'achi. In the meantime, chazal ahu gavra, da havasai misane uchme, v'lora michuta d'tchelta b'glime. He saw that there was a person there who was wearing shoes that were black. Rashi says, Minolim Shcharim, which is not the minog of the Jews. And he didn't have tzitzis on the corner of his clothing. Rashi says, Lo yitil tzitzis betaliso, he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Amar le Eliyahu Navi said to him, oh yeah, hi bar alma da'asi. This guy's about going on Abba. Rod Basay, so he ran up to him, Rebbeka ran to him, and he says, Amar le mayovad ovdach, like what do you do? Like what's your work? Amar le zila idnam v'talamachar, do me a favor. Just go for now, go away, and come back tomorrow. Next day, he found them again. He said, so what do you do? Amalei, zandukanana. He says, I am a shomer beis hasurim, says Rashi. I guard the prisons. And a prison guard. And I put them all, and I lock them up, the men separately and the women separately. So they shouldn't be mixing one with the other. Uramina puraya bin hani lahani. And I put my bed between the two of them so there shouldn't be any funny business, Rashi says, right? The shani metil. I put my bed in between the two. When I see that there's a Jewish girl that they then goyim want to, when they put their eyes and they start looking at her, Rashi says, Bali beis hasurim, you know, the other inmates, when they start looking at this Jewish girl, I want to protect her. And I go and I'm also nefesh to make sure I save her. Once it was a girl who was a namurasa, a young lady who was engaged, and she was in going to prison. The Havi Rashes Babesasar, she was in the prison. The Yava Banachim Inayu, and I saw that the Goyim decided that they wanted her. And the Shakli Dur Daya de Chamra, what I did is I took Shemarim Shalyain, says Rashi, Hadumim Kedam, the dreg, the stuff that's left over from wine, the thick stuff, and it looks similar to blood. And I took that and I threw it on Bishuli Bigadea on the like around the hem of her skirt, like the bottom of her skirt, so that they should think that she is a Nida. V'amri distanahi, and I said, no, you know, she's a Nida right now. Derech Noshim, Rashi says, Derech Noshim la umuusehi, and therefore it's disgusting. V'hu losha and Parsi. Okay. Amazing. So Amalei. So he says to him, tell me, my time Alessi Chute, why don't you have tzitzis? Why aren't you wearing tzitzis? The Ram is Masani Uchme, why are you wearing black shoes against the Yidden Minhag? Amalei says, Ailinu Vinafiknu Vinafikna Beini Nachrim. I hang out around the Goyim. He's basically a spy there. So they should know that I'm a Jew. I'm undercover. When they go and they make some sort of gezerah, modana lu rabbanan, tell the rabbanan, and they go and they dive and they get rid of the gezerah. My time, ki aminalach ana my avodah. What's pshat when I ask, what do you do? Vamentally, you said zila idna v'talamacha. Go away now and come tomorrow. What's pshat? Amalei says, "Bahi shaita gazur gezerah." So there was a gezerah. Vamina breisha ve'ezil ma'ashim lu rabbanan. I said to myself, first I go tell the rabbanan about the gezerah. And then I can go ahead and I can answer your question, but I couldn't do it right now. The Lubayi Rachmi Allah the Milsi says you go daven and we can get rid of the gezerah. In the meantime, also Anach Trey, two other people came walking in the shuk. Asi Amalei, and the other one came and he said to him, Hanach Nami b'nei Alma da'asi ninu. These guys also are going to Mabah. He went to them, what do you guys do? Amalei said, Inish Badoche Anan. We are people that are Badoche. Rashi says, Smechim u'mesamchim b'nei adam. We are happy and make other people happy. Badchanim. Badchinon atzive. We go and we make people that are sad happy. That's what we do. Inami, or another one is, Kichazina betray the Islu Tigwa b'nei. When we say that there's some sort of fight between two people, Terchinon v'avdinon lehu shlama. We do everything we can in order to go ahead and to make them make peace, so there shouldn't be any fights between them. Rashi comes and he explains that vi is door, there you are. Tachina b'mili d'beniduchas minayo ad de'avet shalma. We do these type of tricks and shticks between us until it brings peace. Rashi says shein dvarim sh'adam ocho per sam b'lamazeva k'en k'yem shalom haba haval shalom b'dom l'chaver, and therefore they get olam haba for behaving in such a way. The next part of the Mishnah says, al elu masriin b'chol makom. These are things that we go ahead and we cry out for in every place. And we spoke about the fact of this, like this crazy wind, or of yerakon, of this yellow stuff that happens to the stuff, or of arba, or of different locusts, or different types of locusts. Tanu rabban, non elu masriin b'chol makom. These we do in every place. Al shidafon, which is that crazy wind. Rashi says, kiven shinira kolchu masriin, we even see a little bit of it. Right, even a little bit such a thing, we go ahead and we start to cry out. You know, we're talking about, it's a type of thing that goes ahead. It's a very, very strong wind that's able to separate the kernels from their husks. That's like a kernel surrounded by a husk. Think about it like popcorn, of that the layer over it, right? Or like peanut stuff on top. Vali Arakon, or the yellow stuff, El Arbe. An Arbe, which is a type of locust, chos, another type of locust, El Chayara. Or if you have an animal, Chayara, which we saw this before, comes in, it can attack a person. Rabbi Kiv Omer al shidafim v'al yirakon b'chol shehu. He says, on those things we do it b'chol shehu. We cry out for them, even if they do even a little tiny bit, a little bit amount. Arba chasil, these type of locusts, afilu near Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't see them in Eretz Yisrael, ela knaf echan, all you see is one, literally one wing, but meaning one wing. When Rashi says "of echad shel osa min kain sipar kol kanaf," like that type of thing, then what happens? You go and you cry immediately. Masirin aleim, we start crying out that Hashem should help us. V'al chay, we said on animals and dangerous animals. Now we're going to take a look and see a number of different criteria to break it down, and a couple of kashas that are going to come out of the mashmaos, the inferences of the things that we say, and then we're going to clear everything up. This idea, we look at these dangerous animals, and we go and we start to daven over, we start to cry out. Bizmanchi mishulachas, at a time when it's mishulachas, which means that it's mina shamayim, that it sent us from shamayim, asrina, let me cry out. Then ain't asrina, we don't have to go and cry out over it because we say that this is normal. Meaning, unfortunately, sometimes you can have the animals that do things that we're not so happy that they did, but it doesn't mean it's mishulach, because we start crying and fasting and doing a whole spiel. We can cry, it's sad that that happened, but we don't, it's not the type of tainus shtickle. Now, how do we know if it's sent from a Shemayim or not? Is it Mishulachas? Is it Shein Mishulachas? What's considered Mishulachas that's sent from Hashem, Mishamayim? What's not considered Mishamayim? That's normal. Nearest, but if you see it in the city, it's in the city. Mishulachas, that means it was sent, because you don't find animals hanging out in the city itself. But suddenly we see out in the field, so then in Mishulachas, it's not considered like it's sent. But you only see during the day, Mishulachas, it's sent. But later in Mishulachas, it's not sent, because people, the animals go out during nighttime to find their food. But during the day, it's not normal, so they do see it, that it's sent from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And let's see, the animal, this beast, saw two people started running after them. Mishulachas, because it's not normal to go after two people. Nechbis b'pneim, but it goes and hides from them. The ein mishulachas is not considered like it's sent. Tarfa shnei be'adam, if it goes ahead, listen, it's crazy. If it goes and it hunts down two people at the same time, va'acha echanim, but only eats one of them, mishulachas must be sent, because if it was really, it was because it was hungry, then it would have hunted and wanted both, then it would have hunted them both and eaten them both. The fact that it hunted both and only ate one, that's unusual, because it would have only done one if it wanted only one. So it's a mishulachas, it's sent. Ochon shnei, but if he ate both of them, in a mishulachas, not considered like it's sent from a shamayim, because that makes sense. Maybe it was hungry, so therefore it was hunted down and got them both. Also, the guy that climbs up to the roof, and not Latinok Mayorbisa, and it goes and takes a baby from its crib, that, my friend, mishulachas, that is a very unusual thing to happen. The Gemara obviously is going to explain each one of these. Let's take a look. Now, so it's going to be Hoku Fakasha. We got a bit of a problem here. Because on my first one, you said, nearest Abir Mishalachas, if you see it in the city, it's considered like it is sent from the Shamayim. Which seems to be saying, Lo Shna Bayom, Lo Shna Balayla. Didn't say any distinction between whether it's the day or the nighttime. Vahada Amar, then after it says, Bayom Mishalachas, during the day it's sent. Balayla in Mishalachas, night it's not sent. So which one is it? Says Gemara Lo Kasha. Hachar, it means to say, it's explaining it. Nearest Abir Bayom, if you saw it in the city during the day, Mishalachas, that's considered sent, because that's not normal. But Ir Balayla, we saw in the city at night, in Mishalachas, it's not considered sent, because it's normal. Inami Basada, or we're talking about in the field, Afilu Bayom in Mishalachas. Even if it's during the daytime, it's not considered like it's sent. It's not Minashamayim because that it was there, because it makes sense that it should be there during the day in the field. Now, Rasa Shinibidan, we saw two people If it saw two people in the field, Ratzel Chayim starts running after them, Mishulachas, it's considered sent. Ha'omedis, that means to say that if they're just standing there and it's not going after people, but it's not hiding from them, then Mishulachas is not considered like it's sent. But then you said, Nechbeis Mipneim, if it hides from them, Mishulachas, it's not considered sent. Ha'omedis, but if it stood right there, the Mishulachas is considered like it's sent in Shemaim. So which one is it? Is standing there sent or not sent? So it's Gemara Lokash here. We're talking about different places. Kan besada asmuchal agam, the one that it says that standing there not hiding is considered fine is when it's there, when it's in like a swamp land, right? This is like a very swampy type of area, and therefore it's out in the field by swamp. It would stay there, it makes sense. But kan besada shenismuchal agam, but with the field is not near a swampy area, in which case it wouldn't make sense for it to stay there. If it does stay there, that means that it's min hashamayim. Tarfish name adam kachal, let's say goes and kills two people at the same time. Echad mechem only eats one of them. Mishalachas it sent. Shteyem in Mishalachas. I've Amar Tafilu Rotsa. You said even if it's chasing after them, even if it doesn't kill, it's considered sent from the Shemaim. Amar Papa Kitanehi. When is it so that we said that when it would kill in two people is considered normal? That's Ba'agma. That's if it's out in the Agam, in that swampland, because it makes sense for it to do it there. That's its, it feels comfortable in that normal, that's its normal place. Gufa, Zakta Gemara. Also, Lagagvanat Tilak, my Misha Mishalachas, if it goes up in the roof and it goes and takes a baby from its crib, it's considered a sent min Hashamayim. Says Gemara, Pshita, obviously, it's a very unusual case. It doesn't make sense that it would do such a thing. The fact that it does it, of course, it's considered min Hashamayim. Amar Papa, no. Kekuchei de Tzayde, we're talking about. If it's a kuch, if it's this area where people would go out to hunt, and they made this area where they go out to hunt, Rashi says that kuch katan shel tzayad and shiachbu lemeariv ofos ve'af al gav delav binyan kavuo. Even though it's not like a regular building there, v'lo have ki yeshuv have yishlach. It's not considered like a town. It's still considered sent over there. And we're talking, right, so we're talking about that in such a case where that's unusual for it to come, yet it does come, so that, and it takes the baby from there, that means that it's sent min Hashamayim. Okay, now we get the next part of the mission. It says, ala cherev on sword. What does that mean when he said on sword? On sword meant that if you have these armies that are passing through over there, that we saw in the Mishnah, and we had mentioned that... We're going to see right now. We're going to get into the details. Talking about it. Cherev Shalom, this sword that we spoke about that you have to go out and we have to start fasting right away. Enu tzarech lomar cherev sheinu shalom. You don't have to tell us that that's the case if it's a cherev sheinu shalom, if it's some sort of attack of sorts. Then of course you have to cry out. Ela afilu cherev shalom, even if it's a sword of peace, meaning they're not coming to attack you, they just want to pass through the land, still it's considered a problem. Shein lecha cherev shalom yosemi par necho. You have no cherev shalom, sword of peace, more than par necho. V'afal pike nichshaba melech Yoshio. Even so, Yoshio made a big mistake with it. It ended up being really bad. Shenemar, as a pasuk says, as we know the story, we learn from Kinos, Yoshio ended up dying, that they shot like 300 arrows into his body. We know that what happened was is that Mitzrayim wanted to go and fight against another land, which is just on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't let him pass through the land. Beep, as we're going to see right now. Chav Beis, Amen Beis. Vayishlach Yilav Malachim Limor, Ma'aliv Lach Melech Yehuda. Paro Necho sent a message to Yoshio. He says, what have I and you, what do I have to do with you, Melech Yehuda? I don't have a problem with you. Lo Alecha Al Ata Yom Ki, Lo Alecha Ata Yom Ki El Beisi Melchanti Velo Kim Amar Levahaleni. It's not coming against you that I'm coming up, but rather to go and fight war. And Hashem ordered that I go quickly. Don't get in the way with Hashem, who's with me, so that he's not going to destroy you. Right? So Parnachot didn't want to go and attack them at all. He just wanted to cut through to be able to get up to the northern part of Eretz Yisrael to go ahead and attack somebody else entirely. Just let us slip by and everything's going to be good. But Yoshio Melech didn't let him do it. Yishael, Rashi says, Yishael yotza l'krosa l'milchama v'lo nasnu lavor ba'artzo v'shal chopar nechom melachim lemor. When he saw that he was willing to go to war with him, he said, just don't let this happen, man. Things can end peacefully. You don't have to deal with this. Maya l'kim asherimi. What does it mean when he said, Hashem is with me? Amar Yehuda amarav zu avodah zara. He was talking about avodah zara. Amar. So when he heard about avodah zara, he said, that's what you're saying, that avodah zara is with you and that he's going to protect you? Hol v'kabatach avodah zara yochilele. He says, since Paranecho, he's putting his emunah, his bitachon, into his avodah zara, I can now take him out. Vayor Hayorim Lamelech Yeshio, Vayomer Melech Avodov, Havirunu Ki Hachaleisim Od. So what happened was is that the Yorim, the archer, started shooting arrows at him. The king said, "Get me out of here, because I'm not doing too well." Right? This obviously doesn't, you don't do too well and you get shot with arrows. You know, like the old guy who went to the doctor with an arrow in his head. He said, "Doc, my head is killing me." He's like, "Listen, it looks like it could be the arrow, but just in case, let's take a corona test." Anyway, so you see that what happened here is an example of where even though they wanted to come through peacefully, it still ended up not so peacefully. So even then, you got to be careful. What does it mean that I became really sick? They made his whole body like a kvara, like a sieve, like a sifter. There were holes that were shot all the way through it. If I remember again from the kinnis, it comes up to 300 arrows they shot through him. And he darshan the pasuk, right? What was the pasuk? He darshan. The fact that he said, as long as there's no avodah zarah, if the Jewish people are doing well, then you'll be okay, you'll be protected, it'll be fine. He didn't realize that people were still doing avodah zarah, they were hiding it, and he didn't know about that. Why was he punished? Because he should have asked Yirmiyahu, he should have asked the Navi about what to do, and he didn't ask. The fact that he didn't do it, he just decided to do it himself. Therefore, he ended up with this problem. My darsh, what did he darsh? And like we just spelt out, a sword will not come through your land. There's a full pasuk of an asati shalom ba'aretz. I'm going to go and make peace in your land. And let me read the whole thing. You have to worry about it. Nothing's going to come through. My cherev, what does it mean? Sword. Sword. It's not of peace. I'm going to give you peace in your land. So clearly, they can't be talking about that. Ella afilu shel shalom. Even if you have peaceful stuff, is not going to pass through. He didn't realize that his generation really wasn't behaving properly. He thought they were, but sorry. Rashi says, the eyes of Hashem. And he didn't chop. He thought they were in that level, but unfortunately they weren't. Kavan Echinav says he was dying on his way out. Have a Yirmiyo Sifvase de Kamarachshan. Chaza, Yirmiyo saw that his lips were moving. Maybe he's saying something which is not appropriate because of the tzar, because of the pain he's in. Let me see what's going on over there. Gochen, he bent down. Vishami, he listened. He took upon himself. He was saying, Ribbono Shel Olam is right. I did something wrong. He basically said that it's Hashem who's a tzaddik because I didn't listen to what he told me to do. When Yirmiyahu heard that pasach aleha yishaita, at that moment he said, "Ruach hapeinu Mashiach Hashem, ruach hapeinu." I think that's the song, right? Found an echa, pasach an echa, that the breath of our nostrils, the anointed of Hashem, and this is something he's saying. How this chashav and how precious was Yirmiyahu. Next, the mice of Yehuda came to Yerushalayim. What happened? They went down to their towns and they made a fast because what happened? There was the shidafon that did only messed up a grain in Ashkelon, the amount of a pea of the mouth of a tanor. And now the Gemara is going to get into how big is that? Ibayilu kimlo tanor tavua. Does it mean the size of the oven that's full of grain? Meaning that the amount of grain that get messed up would fill up a whole oven. Odima kimlo tanor pas. Or does it mean that it's amount of bread? Meaning the amount of grain would have made enough flour to make an oven full of bread, which is clearly much less, and it would be all filled with the flour itself. Try to think about it. If I fill up a whole oven with flour, that amount will make a lot of loaves of bread, but you won't be able to fit all of them back into the oven, right? Because they grow, etc. So does it mean the amount when it's just flour or when it's into bread itself? Like the pitanor, which means full of bread, and pretty straightforward. Vadainti, by the way, still ask, kikisuya de tanura? Does it mean much bread as a cover of the oven? Doesn't mean that much of the row of bread that would go around the opening of the oven. Zakta Gemara, good question, Teiku, and for the Gemara, Teiku, we don't know. The thing because of the fact that the wolves came and they ate two kids by the Yarden. Amar Ula Mishum Bishim Ben Yo Tzadik. Maisa Ublo Zeivim Sheitinok. It was a terrible story. They swallowed up two children. Rashi says Kishim Shleimim. When they were Shalim, they swallowed them without chewing them up. Veikiyum Derech Beisarei. And they actually went through the whole body and they actually made them out. At the end, they got rid of them via their using the bathroom, we'll call it. Uba Maisa Lefin Chacham Kim Vilcham Vitiaro Es Habasar. And their Metaher. The basar, v'timus atzamos, but there are mitame the atzamos, the bones. Rashi says, "Shenu mitame tumas meis dinis akel v'nis batel toch meav," because it got batel in the stomach. We can go and show you may ikol apirsha ba'amahu, and it sat there, and then we got to ikol, and it was like pirsha ba'amahu. It's not considered anything, but v'timus atzamos mitame the atzamos. Rashi says, "Dilumas akel," because the fact is, they didn't end up getting totally didn't get digested. Only the body itself did. Al Eilu Masriyim B'Shabbos. By the way, they died, unfortunately. Al Eilu Masriyim B'Shabbos. These are the things that we do, even on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, Irshi Kifu Anachrim. Even on Shabbos, we go and we cry out. But we saw earlier, what does that mean? It means that they daven, but they don't do the shofar. So the point is, we daven. Tana Rabbanan, Irshi Kifu Anachrim. We have a city that's surrounded by Goyim. And Nahar, you have this river that's like overflowing the fields, the houses, the echad svina mitarafas bayam, or a boat that's almost going to sink, the echad yachad shenidah from mipnei nachrim, or if you have somebody that's being run out, the goyim are chasing him, open pnei listim, or you have thieves, robbers, or bnei ruach ra, or even ruach ra, Rashi says, nichnas bo ruach sheda, sorry, a shade entered in, v'ratz v'holich, maybe he's going to drown. A yupel is going to fall. He's going to die because he has some sort of demon inside of him. I'll cool in all of these. Yachid Rashai Lesagev Hisatzo B'tainis. A person can go ahead and be Mesagev himself. It means La'anos Nefesh, can pain himself and actually fast on Shabbos itself. Rabbi Yossi Yom says, Eina Yachid Rashai Lesagev Hisatzo B'tainis. Sorry, I can't do that. Shami Yitzdarech Labios, because maybe he's going to get so weak from fasting, he's going to need other people to come and help him. Rashi says, Ke'ein Bo Koach La'arviach Lulis Parnes Mi'igos. He's not going to be able to do it himself. Ve'ein Abrios Me'achmas Lava. People are not going to have Rachmanas on him, because they're going to say, hey, you did this yourself, man. Start eating. What's pshat in Rav Yo-bo-bo-bo-si? The person can't decide to fast himself. The pasuk says, Vayi Adam le-nefesh chaya. A man became a living being, which means, neshama shenasati b'chav, the soul that I give you, hecheyo, hachayo, you should give it life. And Hashem says, I want you to make sure that you keep that which I give you alive. Shimon HaTimni Omer Afala Dever. He says, even if there's Dever, we go and we cry on Shabbos. The Chachamim argue, though. Iba'iluhu lo hodulo Chachamim b'Shabbos. Aba b'chol hodulo. Are we saying they didn't agree with him on Shabbos, but during the weekday they do agree that over Dever we cried? Odama lo hodulo klad. They weren't masking to him at all. Toshima wa 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 wa. Toshima. Titanya. We looked at the Baisam. I see another Dever b'Shabbos to go. We do. We cry out on Shabbos for Dever. And of course, during the weekday, Rav Chanan ben Pitom, Talmidus Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Ein Masin al Dever, Kol Iker, you don't call out on Dever at all. Rashi says that Chanan ben Pitom, Omer, Ein Masin al Dever, Afilu B'chol, the Gezerahi, it's a Gezer that you don't come to do it on Shabbos. Next part of the mission, we said, Al Kol Tzar, Shelo Tava Al Tzibor, and anything that may could Chatz Shalom come in the Tzibor, Tana Rabban Al Kol Tzar, Shelo Tava Al Tzibor, Masri and Alea, we cry, Chutz Me Rov Geshamim, except for Rov Geshamim, that we don't go out and cry. If it's something which is like, it's a pain, if it's something which is like a pain, but not if it's something which is horrible and terrible. But my time, what's Pshat, they don't cry to get rid of rain. Because you don't go ahead and get rid of something and daven for something that is really good. We know that rain is a very good thing. How do you know that we do not daven about something that is really good, that it should stop? Pasuk says, I'm gonna quickly read you the whole pasuk. It says, "If you is kolam ayse is el beis haotzer v'hi teref beisi v'chanuni na bezos amar Hashem tzvakos im lo eftach lachem eis arubas Hashemayim." I'm gonna open up for you the arubas Hashemayim. Varikosi lachem bracha. I'm gonna give you bracha ad beli dai, and we're gonna dash on what that means. So he says, "Bring all the stuff into the storehouse. I'm gonna give you tons of bracha without any limit." My ad beli dai. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Bar Rav. Ad she yivlu sifsosechem milomer dai, until your mouth becomes worn out from saying enough. Enough, because it's like you're getting so much that's happening over there. It says Gemara, "Rabbi Bar of Yud uvegola," but in when you're in Galus, meaning in Bavel, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is a place, which is Rashi says Shehib Mitzula, which is in a valley. And therefore, since it's in the valley, maybe that's actually too much rain is going to be really bad for you. Masrinala, therefore, we do go and cry out for it, because Raj says, Shalu yardu, we daven that it shouldn't come down because it's too much in a valley. Tanya Me'achar, the Bryce supports it. Shana Sheg Shamea Merubin, a year you have a lot of rain. Anshe Mishmar Sholchan, Anshe Maimid, the people of the Mishmar would go and send a message to the people that were the Maimid. The Maimid, like we spoke about in the past, who were there while the Kohanim were doing their service, and they were davening at Shemi Merutze. We said to them, "Tenu enechem ba'achichem shebegolo." You take a look and take a look at your brothers that are out in Golos and daven. Shaloye bateim kivreim. It shouldn't be their home. It should become a place where they're going to die. Rashi shamukahi v'nitvayim bateim b'mayim, and their houses are being filled with water. Shalu etzer v'liyazer. They came and asked v'liyazer, "Ad hechem shamim yordim? How much rain v'yispalu shalo yordu that you go and would have to happen, or that you should daven, that you should stop?" Amalem, he says, a person can stand on Karen Ophel, which is a very high place. Rashi says, Shein Sela Gavoa V'Kachshma, that's what it was called. Very high place. V'shach Sheikh Ragla V'mayim, and you can dip your feet in the water, meaning the water came all the way up there. Rashi says, Klomi Le'olam Ein Mispalin, you should never do it. The water's never going to get that high. I, V'atanya Yodav, you said that it should be that she's standing over there, and V'shach Sheikh Ragla V'mayim. I, V'venom, it says, V'shach Sheikh Yodav, with his hands. It says, Raglav Kiyodav Kamino. What he means is that he has to be able to put his feet just like he can put his hands. Meaning it's so high to put his feet in, he's also bend down, as Rashi says, and he also put his hands in it as well. V'kim, Rashi says, V'kim diyachal l'shachshich b'raglav o'shoche yachal l'shachshich b'yodav nami. He also put his hands in it. And therefore, it's never going to get that high, so he never davened to ask the rain to stop in Israel. I'm Rabbi B'chana, L'didi Chazi Ali Karen Ophel. I saw the Karen Ophel, and I saw there was someone, I saw the Kamahu Taya Ki Rachiv Gamla, that there was a Taya, an Arab, seller, salesman, and stopped on his camel. Venukit Rom Chabidei, he was holding a spear, Mischazi Iniva, and he looked like a tolat, Rashi says, like a worm, meaning he was looking down and he was so high up, and he was able to look down, like on the plane, you look down at people that become like these dots. He says that's what it became. So the amount of rain that would have to happen would be enormous that to occur. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan, V'nasati Kishvechem B'itam, I'm going to give you rain in your times. Lo Shikora. Not so much it's going to get drunk. I mean, it's going to be filled and saturated to the point it's not going to be able to grow. Velotzmeya, not thirsty, elevating, but it's going to be just right. That's going to be the bracha that's going to happen. Shekol zman shagisham merubim, when there's too much rain, mitashtishin etz haaretz. It makes the mitashtishin etz haaretz, the earth gets all mitashtash, gets all mixed up with like, becomes very muddy. Ve'enu motzi peiros, and it can't bring out food. Davar acher, another pshat that comes out of this, beep, turn the page. Chav Gimel Amud Aleph is a be'itim, when it says in their times, Beleili Revios of Beleili Shabbosos, it's going to come out on the it gets confusing. This Leili Revios means the evening coming up to the Revios, meaning Tuesday night going into Wednesday, and Leili Shabbosos is Friday night going to Shabbos. That's when they're going to give it in those times. Those times are very good. Shkem Asinu Mei Shimon Shem Shetach. Oh, why those times, by the way? Because people don't hang out outside during those times. Rashi says because there's a demon named Igris Bas Machlas who comes out during that time on Tuesday nights, and therefore people don't go ahead and doing such thing on Friday nights. Also, people are not out and about. Shekem Masinu may Shemim Shetach be found by the days of Shemim Shetach. Sheyardulim Gishamim. Rain fell by the Vias Belayu Shabbosos. Only on those times. Achenasa Chitim Kichloyos. Until they had these wheat became as big as the size of a kidney. Usaorin Kigarine Zasim. And the barley became the size of a pit of an olive. Vadoshim Kidinar Zayiv. The lentils came at the size of dinar, gold dinar. Vitsaru man. And what they did is they wrapped them up in order to go ahead and to save them. Rashi says kitzru va'atzru, kashru va'atzru. They tied them up and they saved them. Dugma l'dor, so that the future generations should be able to see. Lodia kama chait garm. How much does a sin cause a change in the actual world? Shenemar avonu seichem hitu eile v'chato seichem manu atov mikem. That if God doing these averes and made all this bracha go away, and the averes have held back good from happening to us. V'chein matzinu, and so too we find we may hardus him of hardus. Sha'oskim abinyan beis hamikdash, when they were going ahead and they were building the beis hamikdash. When it would start to rain at night when no one was there, but Lamachar Nasfa Ruach, a wind would come and his pazir oven would move away the clouds, Vizarcho Achaim, and it would bring the shining sun. Vyotzamlach, they would go out to work. Vyodu Shemalacha Shemayim Medeim, and they knew that they were doing the work of Hashem in their hands. We do the right thing, we get incredible bracha. We do the wrong thing, unfortunately, we have to suffer the consequences. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and I wish all y'all a great day.